So the alpha male is away, but the alpha women are in the house. Good morning. I'm Femi OK.
You love that estrogen halo over the studio, right?
I'm Catherine.
We clear up afterwards. There we go. I'm Catherine Lampert. Economic indicators are pointing to some good news. We could see the end of the recession as early as this summer. At the very least, the end of next winter. Happy days, right? Well, we're going to turn to Justin Fox. He is a Time magazine columnist and editor at large. All right, Justin. Happy days. They're here again.
Define happy. No.
Thanks, Mr. Gloom.
Right, exactly. I think it may be that the recession is ending, nearing an end, although it's kind of funny. Once everyone had sort of come around to that conclusion about a week ago, I mean, even Paul Krugman was saying it in speeches, most of the indicators since then have been bad, and the stock market is dropping again. But I guess my thought is, okay, there's a good chance the actual recession ends, and that's a good thing. It's better than it not ending. But I don't think that means it's happy days again. I think it's going to be this long economic slog ahead of us for a few years.
All right. So in other words, you're saying if we focus on this question of is the recession over, we're looking at the wrong question. So what's the right question?
It's what sort of mess do we have to work ourselves through? I mean, the parallel, obviously, of the 30s is brought up all the time, and I think it's a valid parallel. I think we've found ways to avoid things getting that bad or being likely to get that bad in the U.S. The 70s is another good one, where it was just this long, messy period of working through some unsustainable economic trends, and it took. There was a recession in.
There are so many reasons not to want to go back to the 70s.
Right, and it'll be different. I mean, history doesn't repeat itself. It just rhymes. And it's not going to be the same as the 70s. But that same sort of sense of you think you're working your way out of it, and then you get hit by something else.
Wait a minute. This sounds like the recession really won't be over, that instead we're just going to have, like, the longest, draggiest way out of the recession.
Yeah, or I mean, there were periods in the 70s when the economy was growing, but everybody would be unhappy about something, whether their clothing or inflation mainly. I think it's much more a sense of, okay, things will get better for a little while, the economy will be growing, and then we'll just get hit by something else. And inflation might be, obviously a lot of people are concerned about that just because the Federal Reserve and other central banks around the world have been reacting to this crisis by printing huge amounts of money. That eventually leads to price increases. I don't know what it's going to be. I just, when you look at it, it seems awfully hard to envision this happy time of flat prices, asset prices rising, house prices rising, stock prices rising that we've had, we had from the early 80s through the late 90s.
Give me a snapshot of what our new normal, if you will, is going to be in this post-recession world.
I mean, one of the things, and I'm definitely not the first person to say this, but the normal of the past quarter century was very much defined by asset prices going up, by stocks going up, by house prices going up. And I don't know that they're not going to have to go down all the time, but I think this new normal, that's just not part of the equation. It'll go up sometimes, then they'll go down again. And so we'll have to find other ways to get by and make ourselves happy. I think that's healthier economically over the long run. I don't think you can just rely on asset bubbles to keep the economy going. But I think it takes away this tailwind we've had for a while and gives us headwinds instead.
What about energy? What about taxes? What are our savings accounts
going
to look
like?
Well,
I mean, energy, it's really hard to say because I remember the late 70s and we were all convinced that gas prices were going to be high forever. I was a teenager then and thought I'd never be able to afford to gas up a car. And that changed. And so I really hesitate to make this prediction that energy prices are going to be high, but I think they're going to be pretty high. I think we'll find ways to deal with that. And taxes, I don't see anything but a rise in the tax burden just because we've made a lot of commitments. And at some point, we have to pay for them. We've basically been able to borrow our way out of them for a while.
But. So we're going to be paying more for energy. We're probably going to be paying more in taxes. We can't rely on our houses or our stocks to rise and rise and rise and rise.
a lot of bag lunches and fun bicycling trips.
The new frugality,
exactly.
In other words, is also the new normal. Hey, quickly, one of the new normals supposedly is also going to be a reorganized financial system. What's your react to President Obama's reorganization?
It's not quite a reorganization. I mean, you look through it, and there are a lot of smart things that make sense. But in terms of sort of a radical remake of the financial sector, it's not that at all.
Well, what is not radical about it? Because if we're getting more power to the Federal Reserve, they're going to be able to reach in deeper to different financial companies, rearrange them.
Well, they've been reaching in pretty deep and rearranging already. I think. This whole area of discussion that's been out there, and maybe we'll come back to it later, is this question of whether financial firms should be able to do all these different things that they've been doing, or whether there needs to be some separating and breaking up, both because there are too many of these firms that are too big to fail and you might want them smaller. That's one area of discussion. And also just because maybe the whole Glass-Steagall separation of banks from investment banks wasn't so dumb. And we might need some sort of, maybe not the same, but some sort of separation of really risky activities from essential ones.
Before we let you go, we've been asking everyone what is the item they look at for their economic indicator. So what do you look at?
Well, I mean, I work in the media, and things aren't going so well, and it's not just because of the recession. But if my employer were to start, like, hiring people or expanding or anything, that would be the most convincing economic indicator in the world. I don't know that I'll ever see it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Justin. Justin Fox is editor-at-large at Time Magazine, and he is the author of a new book, The Myth of the Rational Market: A History of Risk, Reward, and Delusion on Wall Street. We'd like to know your answer to our takeaway question, by the way. When I see the price of blank, then I know what's going on in the economy. It's 877-8-MY-TAKE, or send us an email at mytake@thetakeaway.org. And now we're going to go to some headlines and Mark Garrison.
Thank you, Catherine. Coming up on 29 minutes after the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.